Hello, and welcome to my first audio boo. I am Will Peach. You can find me at www.willpeach.com. And what can I say? What a fantastic technological invention audio boo is, and giving a platform to broadcast and share your opinion with thousands in the form of mini podcasts or audio statements is great. So I'm very pleased to be doing this. And I just thought I'd provide an update of sorts about what I've been doing in the past couple of weeks to anyone out there who may or may not be interested. Okay, so this week, yesterday evening I attended the Media Matters conference at the Slug and Lettuce in Soho, hosted by Moonshine Events. This was an event aimed at providing comment on kind of the role of social media and where it stands with advertising and PR firms. The night had two speakers. The first one was Joe Jacobs, who's a social media expert, whom I had the pleasure of working with at horsesmouth.co.uk after I just completed my internship stint there last week. Joe basically talked about how PR firms and social networks are working together, or not working together, as may be the case. She made some interesting points. First important point that she made was the fact that, you know, PR firms have really harnessed social networking and showed us like a year-by-year series of statistics about how much they had gone online to harness social networks. And obviously in 2009 the figures were massive compared to what they were 2 or 3 years ago. She was a little bit critical of the way that, you know, PR firms go about it, and there's obviously a lot of pitfalls that they're going to fall into. First one being, you know, finding an SEO expert out there is difficult, and they should always judge them on the balance of a portfolio, not what the person says they can do up front. Secondarily, she said that, you know, they need to be careful about which networks they choose to promote themselves and the methods they do to promote themselves. Obviously, she looked at the Vodafone UK storm, which happened the other week, when some person accessed their Twitter account to post disparaging remarks, or, you know, racist or sexist remarks, homophobic remarks in that case. So she, you know, urged PR firms who are, you know, looking to promote themselves online to exercise care when they open accounts and get people that are, you know, not themselves to kind of moderate and take care of that. The second speaker was Kate Fairhurst from the Press Association. She gave a very interesting presentation on how press associations harnessed the Web 2.0 and producing, you know, multimedia content for to kind of bridge their gaps with the press and other publications. And she also announced that they were going to become the host national news agency for the London Olympics in 2012, which all seemed very exciting. And the rest of the week's been spent relocating to Stratford, where I'm now living, in Zone 3 in London. I'm about to start my new role next week at Market Intelligence, where I'll be taking on an online communications multimedia developer role. And basically the rest of the week's just been spent kind of developing my skills, reading up on things, and, you know, learning about what's out there and what's going on the web. Another point of interest that came up this week is, you know, David Wright, the Telford MP for Labour, who has kind of kicked up a Twitter storm by posting disparaging remarks about the Tories and their new advertising campaign, and particularly kind of riffing on the Obama thing, you can't put lipstick on a pig. But the interesting thing about this is that David Wright claimed that a third party amended his statements on Twitter, which is a clear kind of view into how, you know, he doesn't really fully understand the technology that he's using, because obviously, you know, if you're going to be a third party and hack into a Twitter account, why choose an obscure British politician and change, you know, kind of a tweet that, I mean, not many people probably pay much attention to anyway, and sensationalise that. So yeah, that's quite interesting. So if you want to hear anything about me, please head over to my website, willpeach.com, and don't hesitate to get into contact with me. Thank you very much for listening.